You are listening to the Social Security Administration's Ticket to Work podcast series. Get answers to your questions, access information and resources, and receive expert advice on work incentives and the Ticket to Work program.
Social Security wants you to succeed and become financially independent. The journey is not easy, but with help from the Ticket to Work program and work incentives, you can find options for work that may fit your situation. Today we are speaking with Tom Royst and Shireen Knox, who work for Operation Job Ready Veterans, or OJRV, a not-for-profit organization located in Indianapolis, Indiana. OJRV helps prepare service members, veterans, military spouses, and caregivers for successful employment. Tom is Operations Director at OJRV, and Shireen is the Director of Ticket to Work. Shireen has more than 25 years of experience in developing and managing employment programs for people with disabilities. Shireen and Tom, we are honored to have you both here today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So can you tell our listeners a little bit about Operation Job Ready Vets and the services you provide through Ticket to Work?
Yes, as you said, Operation Job Ready Vets is a nonprofit organization that provides transitional services and employment to support the veteran spouses and caregivers. We provide mentoring and supportive services to help veterans effectively re-enter the job market with the goal of finding a long-term meaningful career. We do this primarily through our Veterans Employment and Transition Seminar, which is a free week-long seminar that focuses on resume writing, military skills translation, interviewing, networking, and using social media to find a job.
So job seekers with military experience often have unique traits that a lot of employers value a great deal. Can you discuss some of these?
Yes. Veterans bring a lot of traits to an employer. One of the most valuable is their proven ability to be trained in a diversity of skill sets and quickly become proficient. This is proven through their basic training and learning to adapt to a military-style culture that's very indifferent than anything they ever did in their civilian life prior. Veterans are trained early in their careers that teamwork is important and believe that it is essential to meeting an organization's goals and mission. This teamwork carries on when they get to the civilian workplace, and trying to get teams built and having a common goal to achieve the organization's mission. They're flexible and able to rapidly adapt to changing situations and tasks, and they bring time management skills as well as being able to set realistic goals and quickly prioritize tasks. They're often able to work with diverse groups of people and manage and effectively lead teams, and they have adapted skills that make them able to deal with adversity and still complete the company's mission and meet deadlines. Leadership and personal management is definitely a trait that is ingrained in any veteran who served for any length of time. Throughout their career, they're challenged with a lot of tasks and bringing teams together and leading those teams effectively to accomplish an organization, whether it be the military organization or a civilian company they work for's mission.
So what, in your opinion, are some of the services provided through the Ticket to Work program and work incentives that veterans are most likely to find useful?
Benefits counseling is very much a key piece. I like to, when I speak with people, ask them to make a decision based on fact and not fear. So we provide the facts to them so they can make their own decision. I believe having someone to walk through this journey with them and be available for guidance is probably one of the best services available, being their cheerleader. In the Ticket to Work program, we provide resume development, job seeking and training, and whether to disclose their disability during an interview, because legally you only need to disclose if they're requesting an accommodation. In regards to the most useful work incentives, which I like to refer to as safety nets, I'd say the 9-month trial work period, where anyone receiving Social Security disability or SSDI has 9 months to earn as much as they want without affecting their benefits. So someone who's concerned if they're able to go to work full-time can try. And if during those 9 months find that they cannot continue full-time employment, then there'll be no effects on their SSDI benefit. However, connecting with a Ticket to Work employment network such as Operation Job Ready Veterans is vitally important, because some people may have unknowingly used some of those trial work months. Social Security goes back and looks at earnings in the previous 5 years to determine trial work months that have been used. And as an employment network, we can gather earnings information to help determine this.
So are there any other resources that you often recommend to veterans with disabilities looking for work?
Well, most definitely. If they are not in the state of Indiana and able to attend the OJRB transition seminar classes, I recommend that they look for those types of classes in their state. Because these classes really give veterans an edge in interviewing. Most veterans are not always able to convey their military skills in a way that civilian HR managers can understand, and that's hurtful during an interview. These classes can assist in how to and practice this much-needed skill. However, if there's no local transition classes, there are a couple offered online, along with something called a military translator. There's a couple of them, but these translators will take military classifications and provide a list of skills developed. And these are the skills to express to the civilian HR manager so that they can understand the veteran's strengths. These translators will also provide suggested job titles, so if a veteran is unsure of what type of civilian jobs their skills match, they'll have a better idea after using the translator.
Wow, so it's almost like they're speaking a foreign language and need it translated into a language that the civilian workforce can understand.
Either more of a foreign language, or it could be just not thinking that the strengths that naturally come with their military service is something to speak about during an interview, which it is.
Shireen and Tom, we thank you both for speaking with us today. We really appreciate your insights and advice for our listeners.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for your time. I definitely appreciated being here.
The transition to employment can be challenging, but it can also be very rewarding. Social Security's Ticket to Work and Work Incentives are here to help you on your path to employment. For more information about Ticket to Work or help finding a service provider to help you figure out your job options, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/work or call the Ticket to Work helpline at 1-866-968-7842 for voice or 1-866-833-2967 for TTY.